They used to be, that was during the war, and there was timber coming in at Tramore, like that's the sea down below us, like, you know, to be a mile and a half down. But I remember me going down there like at 12 o'clock at night, and there were one time I went down there like, and there'll be maybe 3 dozen people on the strand, like, you know. But there were big logs coming in, square logs, they were 18 inches wide and they were 9 inches deep. And it was all pure pine. And I remember I got six of them, like, you know. And the man that owned the right of way into the strand, he had to get 5 shillings of trespass money before you could get in with a horse and cart, like, you know. He was an old English colonel. He wouldn't have been in the last war, but he would have been in the First World War, like, you know. He was a big man, about 6'3", like, you know, and as lazy as sin.
But he was doing fine. He just hand him his money and you
That's
can.
right, yes. He done that well out of that, like, during the war years that he bought a motor car.
Everybody handing him shillings
Everyone handed
because he
them
were
five
trespassing
shillings.
on his land.
And there were some of them that hadn't the money. And he wasn't too bad, like, he let them go. And I remember him telling my father afterwards that it would take him a long time to go round the ones that hadn't the money. He never went round them, like, you know. But he had a big farm there, about 400 acres, like, you know. There were people the name of Henderson's in it, and he married this Henderson woman, and he used to rent out the land, like, you know. And he used to go on horses for grazing. He had 200 acres, like, of a sunny hill, like, you know. And he used to graze horses there. We had a horse, or sometimes two horses, grazing there in the summertime, you know. And he had to get something for that. He had to get 30 shillings or something for that, like, you know.